Hi.
Well, since we were texting, I just thought, yeah, it might be easier to talk.
Yeah, at least for now.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing anything. I have so much free time ever since we finished the project.
Yeah, I'm kind of relieved it's over. Yeah.
I mean, working on something for that long and just finally getting it done, it's a relief. But yeah, I'll miss our study sessions and prepping everything to make sure it's perfect. Not to mention, making everybody accountable. That's my favorite part about group projects. Can you hear my sarcasm? So I'm not gonna miss that part. Not gonna miss that. But I'll miss the other stuff, I guess. But I'm still glad it's over. It's just a relief to get something so huge checked off your to-do list, don't you think? What do you mean? You still had something you felt like you had to do? What did you forget?
Kind of.
What is it, like a thing that you were gonna do, but then you didn't write it down and you forgot? Yeah, I mean, I've done that before. Yeah. You need to use your notes app. Like that thing, use voice to text or something. It's really easy. It's a cool app. It'll make your life easier. I swear. No, I'm not that anxious about our grade, but I maybe because I think we're gonna do well. I think we did well. We are awesome. We are awesome. Aren't we? Especially when we work together. I mean, not to like pat us on the back or anything, but I think that our portion that we did was better than the other people in the group. Right? I mean, I don't want to say that they did a bad job or anything, but I think it's just really obvious, like, which part we did and which part they did. And I just hope it all looks good together and she can't tell the difference, and we get a good grade overall, That's not rude of me to say, is it? Okay. Yeah, I know. I just think that, like, ours is really good. See, this is why group projects are hard. Like, we're all in the same group, but our piece is better than theirs. And we're all gonna get the same grade. Whatever. Whatever. We all worked really hard, right? We did. It's fine. It's fine. But ours is still better. Especially like the extra piece that you did on our half. Yes. Yeah, like your embellishments. That really like sells it. And that's how she's gonna know. Well, how much you want to bet that they're mad that you did that on our half and they're like, "Oh, they did extra fancy stuff and we didn't." Well, whatever you guys, you could have. We suggested that we all collaborate together and then they said, "No, we'll break it up into pieces." And we said, "Fine." And now all the pieces look different. So, I mean, again, they're all still good, but this is what happens when we all work on stuff separately. And then we all reconvene and try to put it all together. It all kind of looks a little different. But yeah, whatever. It's fine. It's not fine. It's fine. It's fine. Oh. How long did she say we have to wait? A month? A month for grades. Just on this one project? That's crazy. I'm not waiting that long. A month. A fucking month. I'm gonna storm into her office and break into her computer. No, not literally, but like, who? takes a month to process one due date worth of work. That's crazy. A month. What, are we all going on vacation after this? Oh, wait, we are, aren't we? Literally. Well, all right, fine, whatever. Ugh, God. I guess I can wait if it's also vacation. If I'm also on vacation, I guess I can put up with waiting. I guess. Are you doing anything? Are you going anywhere? Really? Nowhere. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Hang out. That sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I guess not. Yeah, I just took on some extra shifts, and yeah, I'm going to be working a little bit more. Yeah, I don't have any special plans either. No, I'm not going home. No. No, I just, like, there's nothing to do at home, and then if I go home, I can't work, so I might as well stay and make a little extra money during the break, so yeah, I'm not doing anything special either. So yes, you can make fun of me for being boring also. Uh-huh. All right. Yes, I'm just as boring as you. No, I'm not more boring than you. You can't keep, yeah, maybe I am. Maybe I am more boring than you. Well, fine. Let's find out. What were you going to do tonight? Hmm? See? Watch the game with your roommates. That is pretty boring. Yes, it is. That's pretty boring. I mean, that's just watching TV with other people in the room. Just because it's sports doesn't make it interesting. It's still just staring at a television. It's not an activity. Just because it's sports doesn't make it an activity. You're not doing the sport. Are you doing the sport? Okay, if you were playing the sport, that's an activity. Do you guys go out and play the football? Do you own a football? Do you guys, in your house, in the house that you guys live in, do you own a football? Do you? You don't own a you guys just watch football. Is that an activity? Is watching television. Well, okay. Yeah, I have an activity also then. I have an activity planned. Yeah, it's called The Bachelorette. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really rigorous activity. Yeah. What? I can do it in groups? Yes, we do it in groups. We do it while drinking. Drinking games are attributed to it. I don't know what the difference is, really. There are lots of people and politics and drama and close calls involved. It changes people's lives. There are injuries. Like, there are legalities and jewelry and rings. It's the same. Really, it's the same. Yeah. Maybe we need like a side-by-side comparison of, you know, of the activities in real time, you know, to just like see what it's all about, you know. Or maybe a binge watch session of like watching one right after the other so we can see like which activity is more, you know, involved and rigorous. I don't know if you're up for that. I challenge you. You think I can? I absolutely can deal with at least an hour of football. I bet you can't deal with at least an hour of the Bachelor franchise. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? But you have to stick around and stay and watch for the right reasons. You will understand why that's so important at a later time. Okay? All right. Really? Do you mean it? Okay. Yeah, I will gladly give your football, or whatever you call it, a chance if you will give my activity a chance. You can still drink, remember? Yeah, you get a certain allowance of wine every 20 minutes or so. Yeah, because the drinking games that are tied to The Bachelor are pretty intense. Yeah. So you require a pretty hefty reserve of alcohol, specifically wine. Yeah. No, the rules are not very flexible on that. Sorry. Champagne is acceptable because of its strong presence in the program. So you can do champagne. You might be able to cut it with Gatorade if that makes you more comfortable. No? Well, you could try it. It might be like a Bellini. You do it like that. So when are we doing this? Yeah? Yeah, do you really? All right. Well, then get over here on Monday. Yeah. Well, I'll see you then. Oh, I'll chase you down. You better believe it. Okay. Ooh, it's so sure of himself. Okay. You better bring me roses. Again, you'll understand that. Do you not understand the significance of roses already? Jeez, you have a lot to learn. Okay. Hey, did you remember that thing that you forgot that you were gonna do but didn't do or whatever? Oh, never mind. Okay. Yeah. It got done. Sure. Whatever. Yeah. So I'll see you Monday, right? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably text you before then. All right. See you then, Mr. Confident. All right. Bye.